Syracuse lawmakers have begun considering whether the economic benefits and potential uses of unmanned drones outweigh privacy concerns. The Common Council held its first hearing on the issue today. The Innovation Trail's Ryan Delaney reports.
Representatives from Economic Development Agency CenterState CEO presented counselors with figures on the job potential of upstate New York's evolving drone industry. A coalition of universities and defense contractors, led by CenterState, are lobbying for a federally designated drone test site in the region as regulations for their domestic use are developed. Advocates say drones have a multitude of applications, including agriculture and search and rescue. But with several peace and privacy advocates present, the focus of the hearing quickly shifted.
Our privacy laws are not up to this technology. In no way are they.
That's local American Civil Liberties Union chapter director Barry Jawanter. Several communities across the country have already limited law enforcement use of drones. The Syracuse Police Department told the council it hasn't looked into acquiring them. There are a few drafts of legislation limiting the use of drones floating around, but Councilor Jake Barrett emphasized they're only drafts. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.